Well, it's nice to see you all this morning. It's good to be here. Dorcas wishes she could be here, but between her arthritis and then a reaction to a shingles shot, she's at home today. Our heart's with us. I'm sure she's going to be watching this on the internet. And maybe she'll have a few suggestions for me when I preach again. We'll see. But here in the book of Acts, I've titled here a book about going from power to peace. And we find here in the Great Commission that the Lord answered the question here of the disciples, are you going to restore at this time the kingdom to Israel? Is this the time that Israel becomes the leader of the world? Is this the time that you take over the world and lead your kingdom? No, Jesus said it's not for you to know. But he goes on to say, but you shall receive power. Excuse me. He precedes this by saying, the epochs and time the Father has fixed by his own authority. And the King James, it would say power here. Exousia, the Greek word, meaning given authority. But you shall receive power. This is from the Greek word dunamis, dynamics. And the word I want to focus on, dynamite. It brings some memories to me of my first visit to South Dakota. I had entered junior college and taking courses in preparation for civil engineering. That was one profession where you could go places in the railroad industry. I'd already had 6 or 7 years of experience in the railroad, and that was the place I knew and where I wanted to go. Because I had taken those courses, after we wound up in Des Moines in 1960, that's the time that Joe was born, but don't you tell him I told you. Anyway, I was working with the Rock Island Railroad, and the division engineer was a very friendly man. Came out of Oklahoma, where Will Rogers did, and his was the same personality. Gave me an opportunity, and I became what they called a rod man in the engineering department. I assisted the division engineer above me by holding instruments that he would focus on with his transit. My old nature came back to my mind one time because assistant division engineer I worked for could be difficult at times. And I was almost shaken to my boots when I was looking through the transit, and he appeared in it, his back to me, and I said, bang. Uh-oh, that old nature's still there. Oh, the Lord has had to deal with me further on those things. Well, as we went about our duties, responsibilities on the Des Moines Division of the Rock Island Railroad, we were returning from Minnesota and came into Manly, Iowa. We contacted the office for any further instructions, and we were told to get over to Sioux Falls. The ice is breaking up in the Big Sioux River, and it could take out our bridge across that river. So over to Sioux Falls we came, one of my first visits to this state. As soon as we got inside of the bridge, I heard a huge explosion. A partner with me pointed out they're dynamiting the ice. So we got down there closer, and here I found they were tossing like firecrackers, dynamite wrapped in cords with a blasting cap inserted into it. It would take a 100-pound impact to detonate a dynamite stick. If the places where dynamite is stored would catch on fire, the dynamite would not detonate. But an impact would do it. And that was the purpose of a dynamite cap. You inserted it on the end of the fuse, squeezed a little bit so it would stay on, then put the whole thing into one of the sticks of dynamite, wrap it up with 6 or 7 others. I remember my boss turning to me and said, "Well, Robert, while we're playing with death, you hold these sticks while I wrap them up." And somebody said, "Don't worry, if you see the flash, that's all to be. You won't hear the sound. You'll be gone that quick." Comforting words, weren't they? Well, we continued tossing sticks of dynamite into the ice, trying to break it up. And at the end of the day, I thought we were ready to go home. Here came some more large icebergs that would not go through the trestle, but rather be caught by it, build up pressure, and wipe that trestle out. So we stayed a little longer. Then we went to the motel. I had the company car, station wagon, and I parked it just around the corner. And then I sat in my motel room that night remembering, wow, if somebody turns at that corner and misses the curb and hits that station wagon, there'll be a loud noise. And so I sat on the edge of my bed just wondering, what do I do when that happens? You have to learn to talk fast. That's how I got there in the first place, learning to talk fast. But that's the word for power here, dunamis. And we're looking here that this word, keep it in the background of your mind when we're talking about the word power. I want to go back to John 17, verses 20 and 21, because I believe that's connected here with what we're looking at in the book of Acts. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. This is Jesus. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Well, in Acts 1 and 7 here in the greatest key verses, he said, it's not for you to know the times or epochs. The Father's kept them in his own authority. But you shall receive power. There's that word dunamis again. And you shall be my witnesses. Now, a witness is one who has seen or experienced something and can share it. Be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea. And then he has a word here that's surprising that it's here, and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. Why Samaria mentioned there? That was the first nation north of Judah, where the disciples were. Well, as we read the Gospels, they had no dealings with these people from Samaria. In the history of Israel, the tribes of Judah were taken to Babylon, and they were returned and restored. The 10 northern tribes, however, were taken to Assyria at an earlier time. And Assyria was a nation that ruled over its subjects with determined authority and supervision. They were very cruel to their subjects. And then they weakened the captive nations by mixing the populations. And so it turned out that the Samaria was a result of mixed religion, so mixed that the Jews in Judea wanted nothing to do with them. That's why we read that in John chapter 4, that Jesus must needs go through Samaria. He knew he was going to meet that woman at the well, and much would be accomplished to the glory of his name. But he had to go through Samaria. Further, we find in the Gospel of John that the disciples asked Jesus to bring lightning down on the Samaritans, who were giving them a very difficult time. like introducing electrocution as a penalty, the death penalty. That didn't happen, but that's how the relationship was there about Samaria. Jesus had to deal with them about the Samaritans. What are the two most important commandments, they were asked? And Jesus replied, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind and thy soul. And the second is like unto it, that you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, first of all, many of us have to deal with that part of loving ourselves. We don't like ourselves. We know enough about ourselves, we're quite troubled. We wonder if we can disguise what we really are. Sometimes we succeed a little bit, but quite often it doesn't take long. I remember my oldest son, Dan, he was only 5 years old. We were working on some things up in the attic. And he asked me, "You ever get in trouble with the police?" Well, I did get a parking ticket once. Well, he stood up, looked at me firmly, pointed at me, said, "Well, you're not perfect." Well, that was a revelation that I didn't need to hear, but it does. It'd be interesting if he had turned out to be a preacher, because at another time, at the age of 6, I was pastoring a little church in southern Iowa, in Somerset. After the service was over and we were visiting with the folk, he got behind the pulpit and he said, "Now we're all going to turn in our Bibles to John, Pope John." Well, it took a little effort, but I'm very proud of my sons, all 4 of them. Shall we continue here as the disciples then carry out the Great Commission? And we see after Jesus had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And they were gazing intently into the sky while he was departing. Behold, 2 men in white clothing stood beside them, and they also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go to heaven." One church that I pastored had stained glass windows, beautifully done. And one showed Jesus, and he was ascending into heaven. Or was he descending, coming to earth? As I looked at it, I was reminded, the same way he ascended, he would descend later, coming to earth. And I've thought of that ever since. Very important, effective words. I know that there are those who keep reminding, perhaps today, we look forward to his coming, because the more and more we see going on in the world around us, the more we realize that everything the Bible has been preparing us for in the last days, we see taking effect around us. We wonder how much longer and how much more intense it's going to be. We're reminded that all those in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. What does that mean regarding us sitting right here today? We're pretty comfortable here in South Dakota. This is one of the friendliest parts of the world I've ever lived in. I grew up in Detroit, the Motor City. Not the best motors, but I just marvel at how fortunate it is to be in this part of the country. Well, we look at the power of dunamis, to be translated dynamite. And I'm reminded of the experiences of blowing up the ice there in the Big Sioux River when I first came to South Dakota on a diversion of responsibility. But it's really power that we need. Power in conversion and power to overcome. If you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What does that word confession mean? I was reminded in a Greek class that the word confession comes from a Greek word, I don't think I can pronounce it, but it means to be in agreement. How much are we in agreement with what God is telling us? Where are we struggling? And how do we handle our struggles? Do you realize that as the Spirit of God works, he can bring to our memory things that God has told us. He can also convict us. He can make it a very rough time to think through an experience in the past which you're not proud of. But you realize if we confess, if we agree with what God's telling us, if we say, well, yes, Lord, I did that, but it was wrong. I realize it's wrong. I'm not going to do it anymore. We're bring yourself into total agreement with God. You're growing in your spiritual life. We've all made mistakes. Let's take it further. We have all sinned. But God has forgiven. As far as the east is from the west, has he removed our transgressions from us. We can look out our windows at the sky, and we know that the sky doesn't end. There's infinity there. It's a reminder that things exist, such as eternity, that never end. And we can look in the sky and see that blueness. And you say, well, that's a shell around us. Something has to be on the other side of that shell then. It just goes on and on and on and on. I've read that light travels at the speed, I believe it is 186,000 miles a second. If the sun burned out at that rate of speed, it'd take us 8 minutes before we realized it burned out. So it's 10:45 right now. I'm not sure which is going to end first, my illustration or my sermon, but we'll proceed accordingly with the wisdom. This is power badly needed as we grow in Christ, as we find ourselves coming more and more into agreement, and as we find the Spirit of God bringing to our memory things that Jesus has told us. That's another wonderful part when you're laying awake in the morning trying to get the power to get up, and God's Spirit begins to remind you that Jesus shall send the Helper, the Holy Spirit, which shall come my name. And he shall bring to your remembrance things that I have said to you. If you ask yourself, have I got the Holy Spirit? I'm just hoping I can bring some thoughts to your mind to reassure you that from your experience of remembering things you would like to forget, that you also remember that if we confess, agree with God our sins, he's faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's a beautiful tense in the original language. A one-point action that continues with continuing effect. The blood of Jesus Christ not just cleanses, keeps cleansing us from all sin. Reassuring, comforting. Where could we be if we didn't have such assurance? Now, Jesus prayed in John 17 that we might be one with God. And we find in Acts here, I believe, a response to that prayer where the disciples were meeting in the upper room with one accord. And when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all, King James, all together in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because they were each one hearing them speak in his own language. You go back to the Old Testament, they built a tower, the Tower of Babel. They're going to extend it up into heaven. and show God that they could get to him by their own works. Well, that resulted in confusion, and they all started speaking in different languages. And that confusion made any type of union and cooperation impossible, and the project was given up. Now we find that they're all hearing the gospel in their own language. The power that brought confusion at the Tower of Babel is demonstrated here of bringing unity, harmony, and understanding through the power of the Holy Spirit. Some would define the Holy Spirit as the third person of the Trinity, person having knowledge, will, and emotion. And I would suggest to put it this way, he's one of three persons of the Trinity. As the Trinity has been defined to me, it consists of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, each equal and the same. So being positioned by one accord here in the upper room, we find they had the ability to begin to build. And we look at the book of Acts, and it proceeds with arithmetic. There was addition, and they added to the church daily, such as would be saved. Then multiplication, and multitudes were saved. And then, unfortunately, subtraction. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit and tried to put on a false testimony. And then both lives were ended in that discipline in the church. And then there was division coming as you get further into the book of Acts. There were the Jewish Christians, the Hellenists. And there were the Greek Christians. And they found that some apparently were being treated differently than others. And to resolve the problem, they established the office of deacon to be servants, to serve in the church. Now, our church here, we have it expressed this way of pastors and elders. Deacons and pastors, or it doesn't always carry the same name in each church, but it meets officially the same purpose in most cases. I'm sure there might be exceptions. So we're here now, God bringing to remember, but the things which God announced beforehand, this is Acts 3:18, and by the mouth of his prophets that his Christ should suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and return that your ways may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Repentance means a change of mind, a change of direction, a renewing of your mind. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I remember visiting Pacific Garden Mission on State Street, South State Street in Chicago. And Dorcas and I were first married, and actually before we got married, on Friday nights, we'd drive into South Chicago from Wheaton, or to South State Street. And that building that had been Pacific Beer Garden was now Pacific Garden Mission. Harry Saulnier was the superintendent there. I'd gotten familiar with him. He'd spoken at a conference at Fort Wayne Bible College the year before. And he was a great man. He had a great sense of humor. Some of his jokes, I don't know. I can't help it, but I got to share one with you. There was an artist commissioned to paint a portrait of Custer's last stand. When the portrait was revealed, here was a ridge, and coming over were Native Americans with bales of cotton on their back. And on the further side of a ridge stood a cow with a halo around its head. Well, what does this mean? Custer's last words. holy cow, where did all those cotton-picking Indians come from? I hope Native Americans, if you're here, respect, I have great respect and love for them, and also a little sense of humor. Well, being positioned in one accord is that unity that Christ prayed for, and it was the ability to begin to build the church. And the addition, multiplication, subtraction, and division came about. But one thing in coming to the bringing this to a conclusion, peace and rest was produced here in the early church. And I believe it's the same Greek word used for peace that is also used for rest. And the churches had rest. And when they had rest, the churches began to produce. And they had that peace that passes understanding. They had direction. They had a vision. All that which we share here today. And we look around Yankton, we're in a very fortunate community. Many churches. I remember I was in a town where we were the only church, and there were five taverns. Prior to that, I had been in a town in Illinois where there were five churches and one tavern. Now, which one do you think was the better? I'll let you try to decide for yourself. But frankly, five churches in one town wasn't the best situation I ever was in. We proceed here, finding peace and rest being produced. Let's just take a look here again at the Holy Spirit. What God, I think, has laid on me, the burden, is that to recognize the Holy Spirit working in our lives. Some churches teach that it's a second work of grace, that you are saved, but then you have to receive the Holy Spirit. And their interpretation of different passages in the book of Acts seems to add to some confusion here. There are some great Christians in the charismatic churches. I think we should base our fellowship on the fact that if we insist that you have to speak in tongues to be saved, we're going beyond what the Word of God teaches. On the other hand, if we insist that speaking in tongues is not for us today, we've gone to another extreme. We have to recognize there are differences and there are abilities. But the Galatians chapter 5, I think, is one of the best guides to consider what's taking place when we're wondering about the Holy Spirit and the works of the flesh. But I say, walk by the Spirit, you will not carry the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But you are led by the Spirit. You are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident. This is something that we need to read repeatedly to investigate where we are spiritually. The deeds of flesh are evident. They are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy and drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you that you practice such things and shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We had some Jehovah's Witnesses back in Illinois coming through our little town, and a couple visited our house. And I started discussing some things, and boy, I found an outburst of anger I'd never seen before. And one of the things I began to realize that this is not of the Spirit at all. It's of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Lord, teach me to be patient and do it right now. That's the way we tend to react. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things there is no law. There was a little boy driving in the car with his mother, and he said to his mother, "Mother, where are all those idiots, SOBs, and crazy nuts that are out?" She said, "Be quiet. They only come out when Daddy drives." Outbursts of anger, uncontrollable desires, television making a fortune out of promoting drama that emphasizes and focuses on these things. But like I say, it's not just television. It's in the heart of the unconverted, the unspiritual, the one who rejects over and over again God's correction. Again, let me remind you, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let us pray. Loving Father, I thank you for the fellowship we have here at Redeeming Grace Bible Church. I'm so thankful for Pastor Raymond and his ministry. I pray for your presence and leadership in his life right now as he has an opportunity to relax, to discover more and more things that you have for him to share with us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this fellowship and everyone here this morning. And I pray, Father, that some of these words will stay in our minds and in our memory, not because I said them, but because they're recorded in the Word of God. With this blessing, Father, we ask that our service be closed in the harmony with the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, who promised us the Spirit, amen.